Public Broadcasting Network, where you can handle the truth. Good evening from Boston, Massachusetts. My name is Frank Allen. Tonight, Midge Mathis and Susan Olson from Targeted Justice update their progress. Call in and ask a question at 800-313-9443 or listen at 605-313-0163. Our newsletter is free and you can receive a copy by writing Frank at targetedmassachusetts.org. In the subject line, type newsletter, or you can visit our site at targetedmassachusetts.org. And in the navigation, go to contact information. Please fill in your name, email address, cell number, and a short message, or call me in the U.S. at 1-508-857-8334. Targeted Massachusetts Northeast Conference airs Mondays, Wednesdays, and Fridays at 9 p.m. Eastern. By phone, 515-604-9715. Access code 708-922. ID targeted. For those of you who would like to join us by computer, in your address bar, type https://freeconferencecall.com/wall/targeted. Targeted Justice is hosting a rally and protest event in our nation's capital. This is taking place October the 18th through the 22nd. The registration fee is $35 and includes a free t-shirt. We encourage you to request a 5-minute audience with your congressman. You will need to make a request several weeks in advance. Make the request through your congressman's website and ask for an appointment on October the 1st, 21st, or the 22nd. For further updates and further information, go to targetedjustice.com. At the top of the page, you will see Targeted Protest 2019. Click or tick on that, and that will give you all of the information that you need to know. For the address of your representatives, that would be as follows. https://www.house.gov/representatives. And I'd like to add that Angela Farrell, who was a really wonderful, great person, and also a TI, is under severe attack this afternoon and this evening. So say a prayer. Okay, Midge.
Yes.
And Susan.
Hi,
how you doing?
Well, doing good. Thank you for having us on your show, Frank, and thank you for supporting us. And thank you for all that you're doing for the community and what you're doing for Targeted Justice. Frank is one of our advisors, and he is doing incredible work. And so we just can't thank you enough.
Oh, thank you. Thank you for the I was very honored when I received the invitation. I wanted to say the last time the three of you were on here, Susan Olson introduced herself, and I was saying, oh, you know, she said, I've always wanted to talk to you. And at the time, we had almost a one-minute collapse of the system. So I listened to the tape, and I couldn't believe it, because you immediately moved on to Richard. So that was not my fault, and I'm terribly sorry.
Oh, okay. Well, yeah.
Things happen.
Is Susan on tonight?
Hi, Mitch. Hi, Frank.
Hi, Susan. Hi, I'm glad you can make it.
Yeah, interesting weather here in Long Island, New York. Right, Frank? I think you're getting the same weather up in the Boston area.
Yes. It's very interesting. Universal. And we have a hurricane, and we need to pray for our TIs in Florida, because they have already declared Florida a disaster area lieu of weather reports.
That's terrible.
And okay, I want to give a shout floor, out. And,
thank you.
I'll jump in.
Well, I want to give a shout out. I'm sorry. I'm having a delayed response a little bit, so I can't tell when somebody starts to talk. But I just want to give a shout out to Angela Farrell. And so sorry to hear that you're having a very rough time. And that's what this call is all about. You know, we're trying to get the word out and to educate the public, as well as support our community, about the atrocities that are going on in our country. And what's happening is that innocent citizens are being blacklisted without notification, without trial, without anything. And all of a sudden, you're finding yourself in this odd story, and a lot of trauma is happening to you. Never in my lifetime did I ever think that I would see anything like this that would exist in our country. And so all three of us, Frank, Susan, and myself, have been targeted, and therefore it is fair game on all of us. And that means that we have no protection. And the people, the perpetrators who are doing this to us, there is no accountability. It's just open season on us. And I find that to be absolutely insane. Susan, do you want to add anything?
I'm with you, Midge. I think one thing that after being, I'm going to say, awakened to my targeting, for me, I was activated in the program, because I'm going to stand by my belief, and I think any non-targeted person listening to this would agree now, that we're on a planet with uber surveillance of everyone. I believe everybody, you might have Canadians listening to this program this evening, but everybody is being targeted in some capacity. Your communications are all being monitored, and people need to wake up to this. I was one of those people that maybe 5 years ago used to think, oh, I don't care if the government's looking at my emails, and I don't care if they're looking at my text messages, until you cross paths with the party, that you might ruffle their feathers and you get activated in the program. I never in my life, Frank and Midge and whoever's listening here, never in my life would have thought something this horrific, illegal, torturous. And I think one of the most terrific things for me, I became a nurse later in life. I think I told you, Frank, I went to Boston University. I was a professional singer first, and then became a registered nurse at 45. I respected the medical community so much, respected the medical profession. But one thing that just floored me is how once you get targeted, you lose any access to ethical medical care, where the doctors will either refuse to treat you, or you'll be set up for fraudulent psychiatric incarceration so that they can discredit you. You can't get real lab results. psychiatry. I don't even want to go there. Gosh. It was such a wake-up call for me to realize the complicity. And I think a lot of the doctors, especially the younger ones, are they're threatened. I mean, a lot of these kids, young ladies and men coming out of medical school, you know, they've got six figures of debt. And they get, they start practicing, they're trying to establish themselves, and they might all of a sudden come across somebody who's being targeted, or they might be told that you are going to implant with a microchip every patient, and anybody who dares stand up to the cabal that's connected to all of this targeting, they're threatened, hurt, and sometimes they're killed. So I think that that was one of the most horrific thing is not being able to get help from the medical community when so many TIs are being maimed, they're being tortured, and many of them being killed. Heart attacks, induced strokes and heart attacks, cancers. It's just horrific. It's got to be brought to light now. Tomorrow is TI Day, International Targeted Individual Awareness Day. I think it's going to be a big event, and I think from all of the interference, I can tell you, here in the New York City area, there has been so much interference with the communication, the texts, the emails, and the phone calls with the people trying to arrange our get-together in Manhattan tomorrow. And, you know, Frank, I think the momentum is there. I think the sophistication of the technology, whether it's through satellites, through the cell phone towers, through the laptop computers, or the cell phones, I think people are starting to wrap their head around the fact that, wow, this actually can be technologically possible to harm people this way. But we just really have to keep the momentum going after tomorrow. And we're, this is one of the reasons why Midge and I are here this evening. We thank you for having us on the phone call. We're going to make sure we keep the ball rolling to get as many people as possible down to Washington, D.C. for the Targeted Justice protest, Targeted Protest 2019. We urge everybody to go to the targetedjustice.com website and click on the Targeted Protest 2019 tab, and we will continue to update the information about the protest. It's going to be October 18th through 22nd in Washington, D.C. And Midge, do you want to add more?
Well, I just want to say that it's really encouraging going to the post office, and there are more registrations, and so that is very exciting. We're going to have a really good group, and, you know, this is the one way that we can bring awareness through activism about the plight of people that is happening in this country and all around the world. So we encourage people to come join us. You can register online, or you can send in your registration by mail to P.O. Box. You can send it to Targeted Justice, P.O. Box 6655, Peoria, Arizona, 85385. And you have to designate what size T-shirt you need, because we have a Targeted Justice T-shirt that we would like everyone to wear. And like Frank has said, make an appointment ahead of time with your legislator, because, you know, they work for us. They need to know what's happening. I'm proud to say that the Targeted Justice team has already made two trips to Washington, D.C., which have both been very, very successful. We have every right to speak up and to speak out, and activism does work. I mean, sitting at home, it is not going to stop the atrocities that are happening to people across the United States. You know, until this has happened, until you are in this program, you cannot even begin to understand the scope of how large this is and how diabolical it is, how evil. And that no one, hardly anyone, will help you. I mean, it's shocking. And you're absolutely shunned in with most professionals. You can't. It's hard to get an attorney. And Susan, like Susan said, it's hard to get a doctor to treat you fairly. Luckily enough, there are five of us here in Arizona that go to the same doctor. So it's a little hard to discount when you have five people basically saying the same thing.
Exactly.
It's still a shock, but we have the right to, you know, bring together a rally, and we have a right to speak our truth, and we have the right to protest, a peaceful protest. And so, you know, join us. It'll be a lot of fun. But we also have a schedule. So Saturday and Sunday will be the protest in front of the White House. And then on Monday and Tuesday, we encourage people to make an appointment with their legislators. All the information is on our website. And, you know, when you make the appointment, they're going to ask you, what is this about? And please just put down civil rights, because we're fighting for our civil rights. We need to make sure that this country is reset and that the Constitution is followed, because the Constitution is not being followed. And our civil rights have been yanked out from underneath us. To realize that there is a powerful cabal that has the power to do that is absolutely frightening. So anyhow, we're excited about this rally, and I just want to briefly touch on some of the dissension that's going on in the community. You know, a lot of this stuff is created to try to stop people who are being, or groups who are being successful. And I know that we are being successful. I know we're right on the truth, and I know we put ourselves out there time and time again. We do this all at our own expense. We pay for our own airfares, hotel, or we rent, you know, a house. We pay for everything out of our own pocket. And, you know, we're happy to do it, but nevertheless, it gets a little difficult sometimes. So I want to thank all those who have sent in donations to help the cause. We're saving those dollars for the class action lawsuit that we are bringing against the deep state. No one has the right to do this to anyone. No one has the right to blacklist anyone. And so anyhow, we're just really, really excited about what we're doing, and we know we're on the right path.
That's Susan, very good, Midge. I wanted to add to that that all of the information that Midge has on her page on that, you will find on targetedmassachusetts.org as well. There are a couple things that aren't there, such as airfares and whatnot, but it is mostly complete in terms of do's and don'ts, whys, why nots. Okay, we have a commercial coming up. Thank you very much for listening.
As a listener of RBN, you're surely concerned about being informed and being ready for whatever may come. Please consider the following questionnaire as a soul-jarring wake-up call. If you answer no to more than two of these following questions, you probably aren't going to make it through any major disruption in our country. The questions were compiled by people that have been there. Are you really ready? Do you own your own firearm for the primary defense and protection of you and your loved ones? Have you ever been professionally trained to stand against life-threatening behavior? Have you ever practiced enough to fire 500 rounds during a 2 to 4 day time frame, day and night? Can you load, unload, fire, and clear a jam in total darkness? Have all the adults in your household been professionally trained? Are you, life and death, comfortable with your abilities with pistol, revolver, shotgun, and rifle? Are you aware that everything that you do to prepare for an emergency is a waste of time, money, and energy? If you haven't honed your abilities to their highest level to protect and keep what you have? Do you have the repair parts that will most likely be needed for each of your firearm, and do you have the ability to install those parts? Could you completely clean every firearm you own? Are you aware that your body won't go where your mind hasn't been? In other words, without proper training, followed by regular practice, you probably will not win a gunfight. Well, how did you measure up? Take the once-in-a-lifetime opportunity to start correcting your deficiencies by receiving your Commander Lifetime Membership with Front Sight Firearms Training Facility. A one-time donation to RBN for $500 will give you a Commander Lifetime Membership at Front Sight as a tremendously huge thank you bonus. See details on RBN's webpage to make it happen. The clock is ticking. You had better be ready before it happens.
Homeowners, if your lender has gone out of business or sold your transaction to another lender or servicer, you may be the victim of a wrongful foreclosure resulting in the loss of your home. If you've already lost your home, are in foreclosure, or even in good standing, you can challenge the mortgage transaction's illegal issue and your property can be restored to you, and your foreclosure can be stopped or reversed and the mortgage transaction declared unenforceable. State laws, U.S. title codes, the Uniform Commercial Codes, and U.S. Supreme Court rulings have upheld that defective mortgage documentations can reverse or stop foreclosures and enforce property title claims in favor of the homeowner. We are having successes in stopping the process of foreclosure, the enforcement of the foreclosure judgments, the sale of property, and evictions after the sale. We are not attorneys, and we don't give legal advice. We are a professional team of legal researchers, providing forensic mortgage audits and expert witnesses. We have the knowledge to produce the evidence and enforce laws regarding your legal issues. We've been in business for 12 years without a complaint. Consultations are free, and we provide a free title search to confirm if your mortgage has legal defects. Please call 855-253-3748. 855-2, keep it today.
Good evening from Boston, Massachusetts. My name is Frank Allen. In case you've just tuned in, we have two very special people here tonight, Midge Mathis and Susan Olson from Targeted Justice. They have been telling us of their activism and two trips to Washington. This is all out of pocket. They're helping TIs everywhere by bringing awareness to this crime. Crime of the age is what I call it. Okay, you can call in and ask a question at 800-313-9443. Or listen at 605-313-0163. Our newsletter is free, and you can receive a copy by writing Frank at targetedmassachusetts.org. In the subject line, type newsletter, or you can visit our site at targetedmassachusetts.org. And in the navigation, go to contact information. Please fill in your name, email address, cell phone number, and a short message. Or you can call me in the U.S. at 1-508-857-8334. Okay. While you're there on the website, and you are filling in your name and your email address, please donate. There's a donate button right next to you almost. We need money to continue our activism. Thank you so much. And we are going to pick up on targeted protest and the rally at our next juncture for a commercial. To get more information immediately, go to targetedjustice.com. Go to the top of the page. You will see Targeted Protest 2019. Click or tick on that, and you will have all of the information that you need. Okay, Midge, Susan. I had a question for Susan. Did you ever find or hear of a protocol used by the medical profession concerning targeted individuals? Because I know that the minute you say targeted individual, you are grabbed right there. So it's almost as if TI means 30 days observation or whatever.
I have not, working as a nurse, I had never come across that. I have never seen any kind of microchip implanting going on. I had never come across a patient that claimed to be a TI. All I can tell you from my own experience, though, Frank, is that most of us at this point are being tracked, and the technology is so sophisticated at this point that you don't need implants for them to track you. In 2016, the end of November 2016, when I didn't quite understand the tech yet, and I had just read my first article by Mark M. Rich about targeted individuals, that's when I really started becoming attacked, and then went after my heart. And I had evidence at that point. I had gotten a computer forensic. A New York State law enforcement agent is also a certified computer forensics expert. And he had gone to my computer and found out who was hacking everything. And what happened, unfortunately, is the private investigator that was working for me at the time, he then himself got his encrypted client list hacked. So they went immediately to threaten the private investigator. Once the cops dropped the investigation, I knew I was in deep trouble, and shortly after I started getting hit heavy duty with the microwave. And I had quickly purchased a ticket and flown from JFK down to Florida to go visit my dad, not understanding that satellites are tracking us. And I know there are other ways. There are portable DEWs. You can be have your implants triggered through cell phones, and we know that. But this particular time, I was tracked through the plane. When I landed in Florida, just a couple of minutes of relief, but it had gotten so bad that I had asked my dad to take me to the hospital. And when I got to the emergency room in Florida, I never told anyone.
Okay, Sue, we have another very short commercial. Well, actually, it's the same Then we'll have a full 20 minutes after that. So I'm going to try and slide through the ads as quick as I can. Thank you for listening, folks.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
I'm getting older and noticing that my body just doesn't work as well as it used to. So I like to keep fit as possible by hitting the gym a few times a week. Recently, I started having a nagging bicep pain, and it got so bad I couldn't even lift the weights. When I was complaining about it to a friend, he told me about Angioprim. He said chelation helps remove toxins, heavy metals, and cholesterol in veins and arteries that may cause blockages. You know, after just 1 week of taking Angioprim, the pain was gone, and now I'm back in the gym full strength. Scientific research proves the active ingredient in Angioprim has superior oral chelation action that helps promote cardiovascular health. So to learn more, go to angioprim.com. That's angioprim.com. Or talk to a trained consultant. Call Angioprim toll free at 877-882-7221. You'll feel better with more energy. Call 877-882-7221 or go to the website angioprim.com.
Many people write us about their experience with Extendivite. Allow me to read you some from Amazon.com. It really does work like the review says it does. I cannot believe that after the first few days, I didn't feel as sluggish or clogged up. It has had a profound impact on my physical, emotional well-being. I'm skeptical as most people about products and their claims, and I never write reviews, but this is a wonderful product and I recommend it to everyone. Great product. It has brought my blood pressure from the mid-150s over the 80s to the mid-130s over mid-80s. Along with diet and exercise in just the past couple of months. Excellent. Thank you, David. Tell us your story. Get Extendivite today. Call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
We are coming to you live on the Republic Broadcasting Network, where you can handle the truth. You know, it's really funny because, actually not too funny, but some people cannot handle the truth. And they go into denial about what's happening to targeted individuals all over the world. They look the other way. They send TIs to mental institutions. They send TIs to jails for passing out flyers. Good evening from Boston, Massachusetts. But this is the network where you can handle the truth. My name is Frank Allen. Tonight, Midge Mathis and Susan Olson from Targeted Justice update their progress. You can call in and ask a question at 800-313-9443 or listen at 605-313-0163. Targeted Justice is hosting a rally and protest event in our nation's capital. This is taking place October the 18th through the 22nd. The registration fee is $35 and includes a free t-shirt. We encourage you to request a 5-minute audience with your congressman. You will need to make a request several weeks in advance. Make the request through your congressman's website and ask for an appointment on October the 21st or the 22nd. Any information that you need, you can find at targetedjustice.com. At the top of the home page, you will see targeted protests 2019. Click or tick on that, and you will see all of the information that you need. The website for your congressman is as follows, https://www.house.gov/representatives. And I'd like to say once again that we have a TI that is under severe attack. Her name is Angela Farrell. Say a prayer. Thank you so much. Okay, Midge, Susan.
Mm-hmm. Yes. I just want to tell people real quickly that all the information about the airports is on our website. There are three airports that you can fly into. And so one of them is Reagan, which is DCA. It has a direct access to the metro rail because you will need some type of transportation to get you to your destination point. There's also Dulles Airport, IAD, and you have to take a bus, go about 2 miles, then get on the metro rail. Or you can fly into Baltimore, which is BWI. It's usually the cheapest through Southwest. Airlines.com, but you have to rent a car or take the bus to get into Washington, D.C. Now, we cannot provide, you know, transportation for everyone, but if you happen to fly in to, say, Baltimore Airport, and some of us are there, we will have a car, but we cannot go back and forth. It's just too far, it's just because the traffic and everything. So be sure and, you know, look over the website, and there's a map on our website as well, and determine what you would like to do. There's also hotel accommodations. Expedia.com has hostels with dormitory-style rooms that are inexpensive. Some are for women only, about $30 to $50 per night. Also check Priceline.com and Hotels.com. We have found that you'll get a better, cheaper rate if you go through Priceline.com and Hotels.com. And then on our website is a whole list of hotels and stuff that will help you to decide what you need to do. And, you know, we just thought it'd be for kicks and giggles that we would also list the Trump Hotel in Washington, D.C. You know, you never know when someone might be able to afford that, but we thought it was kind of funny. So we put that on our website. It's $701 a night. Or, you know, through Expedia.com, you might get a discount. But if you have to ask, you probably can't afford it. But we just thought that was kind of funny. So everything is right there. I am very excited about it. I just know that this is the right place to be. I know we're doing the right thing. And we are just forging ahead with our mission. We're trying to instill in people hope and the idea that you can do activism. But you know, activism has to be done in the right place. We have done great activism all across the country for the last 2 years since we started Targeted Justice, and we have worked tirelessly. I know that myself, I work from morning to night to wee hours of the morning. I know Susan has done that as well, and our other teammate, Richard Lighthouse. And I do believe that Richard Lighthouse is one of the best researchers we have in this community. And his information is priceless. So anyhow, go to the website, come hang out with us. I think we're a lot of fun, but this is where we need to be, and we need to demand that our civil rights be restored. So Susan, do you want to say anything?
Yeah, I'm actually on the targeted protest tab right now. I have spoken with a couple of TIs that were a little bit hesitant about registering ahead of time because they didn't want their privacy violated and they thought they would be surveilled more. I think we need to realize that at this point, if you've been placed legitimately on this targeted individual list, not only do they know where you are at all times, they know who you are. They know your name, they know your credit card numbers, and they know what you eat for breakfast in the morning. But if you feel more comfortable, you can register. Use an alias if that makes you more comfortable at time, but please just remember what that alias is when you come to register, and we will address that. Another reason why we need to know ahead of time is for the permit situation. And also, every one of us is going to be traveling from out of town. We need to know what kind of handouts, flyers, posters, banners, how many T-shirts. And I know I'll be driving down from New York, which is about, you know, it's a little under, I guess, maybe 250 miles for me to drive down there, but I can only fit so much in my car of the paraphernalia that we're going to need for a successful protest. So that's another reason why we really do want to get a head count. People, if you do want to show up, spur of the moment, we will have extra stuff. You are always welcome. It just would be really convenient for us to help us prepare the information, the literature that we want to bring with us to make sure that we get out. Midge, I think last time we were down there, there were four or five of us. We really covered a lot of area. I mean, we just walked the halls of Congress and the Senate, and we got so much information out. We were just very efficient and methodical with how we approach this. And with this targeted protest, it's going to be the same way. We just want to make sure that we plan to use our time efficiently, because I know that, I know Midge, you and I are, and Frank as well, and the other poor TI that you were just mentioning, we want this to end. This is, it's torture. It has violated every human right. Every constitutional right is violating RICO laws. This is organized crime, what we're dealing with, affecting us at every level, banking, education, medical, housing. I know there's another very prominent TI who is looking recently for people that have been also in some capacity discriminated against or denied services. You know, it affects every aspect of our lives, and we're going to address this, but we do need to go after the people. I'm going to tell you, Richard Lighthouse and the Targeted Justice team has been under heavy attack lately. These criminals, and they are criminals, the people in the higher-up echelon of the military know exactly what this program is. When the light gets shown on these criminals that are perpetrating these, this is murder. This is depraved indifference. I mean, I can't even mention how many crimes are being committed against citizens, innocent citizens. The light needs to be shown on the people that are at the upper echelons of this this criminal cabal. And Richard Lighthouse has done incredible research. And he especially, I'm going to say the rest of us as well in various ways, are under attack. But this is the truth. This is, Midge and I have discussed this, this is one of the first TI groups that has come out and gone after. We're here to end the targeting. There are many targeting groups that address certain aspects of the situation that we're in. It's wonderful. We all need to come together at this point. But our goal here is to end the targeting. We're going after the technology. We're going after the people running the technology and are fully aware of this program and how it's being funded. And that's, I think we all on this team believe that that's the route that we need to go now. We can't wait any longer. Like the TI that you just mentioned in the beginning of the interview, Frank, people, this is murder. We've got to stop it. And we're hoping, please go to the website, targetedjustice.com. There is incredible information. Everything here is documented. It can be backed up. It can be admitted and submitted in a court of law when this class action lawsuit is pursued, and it will be, and as Midge had mentioned earlier, people keep saying, well, if you bring a class action lawsuit, it's free. I can tell you, I think every TI listening to this, I just went through a horrific arranged divorce. I was not allowed to testify in my own divorce trial. They would only allow my husband on the stand. So when you're dealing with this level of corruption, when you have captured judiciary, what law firm are you going to get that knows they're going to be under attack? We need to go with a very large law firm with experience dealing with suing the United States government. This is a major undertaking because we will not lose. And this is why we have not thrown it out there. There has been certain criticism in the community. You can't just, when you think, as we've discussed in this interview, how multidimensional, diabolical this program is, you've got to go in there with loaded with evidence that cannot be refuted in a court of law. So it costs money. It costs money. We need to present a retainer to prospective law firms. Any TI, as I said, who has ever, I can tell you that I have been denied judicial process here in Nassau County in both traffic court and marital court. And I'm sure many other TIs have posted their stories online will tell you the same thing. If this is what we're up against, we're going to need some kind of retainer for a law firm willing to take. This is a monumental task, Frank. There has been no other class action. There have been individual targets who have attempted to take this on, and only a handful of them have been successful. There might have been others, but there's usually a confidentiality agreement, signed with whatever settlement. So we never hear about those cases that have been won. That is one thing when this class action goes forward, that we're going to refuse to sign that. Not when you have 1,000 people signed on for a lawsuit. One interesting thing, Midge, do you want to talk any more about, the targeted protest tab, again, targetedjustice.com.
Mm-hmm. Right.
The protest tab is loaded with information. Mm-hmm. One thing I do want to bring up, everything is self-explanatory. There is also a tab on the website called the Call Campaign. I think what would be really helpful, any TIs that are planning on attending, the August call campaign is to call the Air Force Base Command in Colorado Springs. The phone numbers are listed there. The websites are listed there. And very interesting, just in June, the Senate unanimously approved this General John Raymond to head the newly formed U.S. Space Command. He was the commander of the Air Force Space Command, but now I've got to see when he's actually going to be active in the role now as the head of the U.S. Space Command. But the call-in campaign, we had asked people, he is running or was running Air Force Space Command. We had a call-in campaign. We would ask, I think it would be really helpful, every TI who's planning on coming to Washington, give a call to those numbers. There's even a script written in that tab, the call campaign tab, of what we suggest you say when you call in. Take notes of what response you get, who exactly you spoke to, and we'd like to compare notes. I think it would be a great idea when we get to Washington together to all sit around and compare notes as to the responses. We're trying to document all of the avenues that we have reached out for as targeted individuals to try to help, whether it's your local police department, the medical community. FOIA requests are highly recommended at this point. Everybody should start getting their own personal evidence together. But I just want to address again that call campaign tab on targetedjustice.com. Look at the August call campaign. It would be really helpful if you could make those calls and just document for us, and we'll discuss when we get to see you all in Washington in October.
And I want to add that if you make an appointment with your legislators, you cannot use an alias. You need to use your full name, your legal name, because, you know, they're going to, you know, check out, which is normal, okay? I had someone who emailed me and said, oh, my gosh, you know, they're asking me more questions. Is this normal? Yes, it is. Don't get frightened or anything like that. This is normal procedure for them. You have to understand they have to do this. They will also ask you who else will be attending the meeting, and you must put down every single person that will be with you, or otherwise you won't be seen, okay? And so we have to follow the rules, and those are the rules. So we have been so successful in Washington, D.C. Boy, we walked our legs off, huh, Susan? But, I mean, I lost 5 pounds the last time we were there. We walked and walked. But, this, you know, we're glad to do it. And I want to tell you all that before we would go into an office, we would call out names or silently say the names of different TIs from that particular state. And we would say, this is for you. So I want people to know that it's just not for us. We think about the community tremendously. And I would like to address some of the nastiness that's going on that's being kicked out at Targeted Justice. I think some of that is being done because we are so successful. And we do think of the community. You know, we do what we do for two reasons, to expose this program and to shut it down. I don't want my grandkids or my children living under the thumb of this cabal. And, you know, we have obligation to tell the truth what's happening to us and happening to others. Because one day people are going to say, well, why didn't you tell us? Well, we're trying, okay? And I do believe it's happening. More and more people are being awakened. And, you know, before this happened to me, I was just a happy-go-lucky person. I, too, worked in the medical field, worked for two different governors for the Board of Behavioral Health. I worked in an ER of a major hospital here in Phoenix for many, many, many years. I never saw anything like this either, Susan. Not at all. I worked in the capacity of, you know, upper management at another hospital. Never in my life saw anything like this. So it has come as quite a shock to know that the plans for the future, they want to chip everybody. They want to control everyone, and they want to put people under surveillance, especially if you happen to be a whistleblower like myself, or if you've gone up against the cabal and spoke up and had a lawsuit against them. They don't like that, and you won, like Susan has. And so, you know, they find us to be hard to control, I guess, right? We have an independent nature. We have a love of life. We love other people. And so we do what we do, not so much for Targeted Justice, but for the community. That is our focus. And we work very hard at what we do. We have meetings all the time. I spoke with Susan this morning. I talked to Frank.
Yeah, I'm good.
Is that okay?
Yes.
Anyhow, yeah, so we work hard all the time, and we're happy to do it, okay? It gets a little discouraging when you see other people who are trying to stop you from what you're doing, but we're not going to be stopped. You know, we just try to ignore some of the stuff that's happening. And, you know, some of us have been through absolutely horrible treatment, and we have done nothing to deserve this. So we're trying to speak out for those who can't speak up for themselves or cannot attend the rally. But I do believe that everything that we've done has been focused on exposing and bringing down this evil program. And it's no secret, I have said this from the beginning, so many people know what's happening in government, in
different cities, you know, police chiefs. I mean, they all know what's going on. It is like out of a freak show and a horror movie. You know, you just go, what has happened to our world? And so we have the obligation now to become the educators and to reset what has happened in this country and in other places. So, Susan, you want to say anything else?
No, I just think that a lot of people in the community are saying exposure is happening. There is a momentum. You want to call it collective consciousness, information, just people bonding together. And don't waste your time trying to out people as perps. If you use your intuition. If something doesn't seem right to you, that's fine. Just move on. Don't waste your energy on that. You need to focus on exposure. Focus on ending the program. If you think someone is a perp, who cares? Everything that is hidden will be revealed. I think we've all seen that. Sooner or later, whatever is hidden will be revealed. I have heard so many people say, this is a perp, that one's a perp, that one's a perp. I don't deal with it. I don't waste my energy. People that are being targeted are trying to stay alive and functioning in society and are being attacked at so many levels. I don't want to even waste my energy pursuing that. Focus on activism. Focus on keeping yourself healthy. Nutrition, exercise. Focus on, don't isolate yourself. Find somebody else in the community. Help. This is going to end. This program is going to end.
And thank you, Susan.
We need to keep this going. There is light at the end of the tunnel. It will end.
Thank you very much for your presentation. Thank you both. I hope you join us back on the conference.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you,
Frank.
Thank you, Frank.
Have a good evening.
Good night.
You too. Good night from Boston, Massachusetts. My name is Frank.
Homeowners, are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network, because you can handle the truth.